Hi guys, it's Christiane Thompson. I'm back with another episode featuring Damir Bierfeld. He is a senior at Highland Regional High School, and he's been through a lot of adversity with football and school and just life in general. So if you want to find out what happened, stay tuned. Can you state your name for me, please?
Damir Bierfeld.
And what school do you go to?
Highland Regional High School.
And what year are you?
2019.
What extracurricular activities do you do?
I play football.
And are you going somewhere with it?
Yeah, I got a scholarship to Susquehanna University.
Attending Susquehanna, what are your expectations?
I'm going to mini camp early in the summer this year because they think I could come in and get a starting role. And I'm expecting to, you know, do good in football, get high grades, and I should come out with my major making over $100,000. And I'm the first one in my family to ever go to college.
What will you be going to school for?
Business administration and international counseling.
And where do you see yourself in about 10 years?
I'm hoping to be working for like a international trade company in like Japan or something like that. I'm going on a overseas trip my sophomore year of college to study abroad in London for the business and accounting.
Do you truly think that you're ready for college?
Yeah.
Expand on that.
Well, actually, no, I don't think I'm ready. I don't know, I'm kind of nervous to, like, go in a new environment by myself. Like, growing up, it was always, like, my grandma with me to help me get through, like, hard times and stuff like that because my mom or my dad was never really around. So it's, like, it's going to be the first time I'm, like, expanding my ranges up. I'm going to be by myself, so I'm kind of nervous.
Do you think you'll learn time management and money management?
I think I'll start to like get more in depth into it, but I kind of already learned that from this program that I was a part of called A Few Good Men, where they came during football season and taught us stuff during class about like time management and stuff that we need for the future.
What adversity did you have to face throughout your high school career in football?
Once I got injured, a lot of Division I schools that was looking at me stopped recruiting me because I couldn't run 40 times at their camps.
So throughout your football experience, your football career, who was there for you the whole time?
Throughout my football career?
Yes.
Well, in Little League, I played, like, I had friends I got real close with, like Kasim and Terrence and their family kind of like took me in, and I was a good player and we were the two best players on the team, so we kind of like connected. But once I got to high school, it was more like Coach Larry developed the father role for me and helped me get through like all the stuff I was going through, like with almost losing my grandma, like not growing up with my father, stuff like that. So like it just kind of motivated me to play harder for him and ended up earning a scholarship and stuff like that.
What advice would you give to young football players that are trying to make it big?
It's about the amount of work that you put in. Like you put in what you get what you put in. So everybody wants to be that big Division I, get a full ride offer, not have to pay for college, go to the NFL player, but they're not the ones out there working and lifting every single chance that they get and stuff like that. Like, while people are sleeping and stuff like that, getting an extra lifting or going outside, getting footwork or just catching the ball or like something as simple as that. Everybody wants to be that star, but they don't want to put in the work. You got to put in the work to succeed. Succeed now and work hard now so that later in your life that you can relax.
Thank you.